Newark, New Jersey, and Harlem, New York are artistic sister cities. There was a lot of cultural cross-fertilization between the two cities, which means, although left out of the branding of the movement, the city of Newark played a vital role in the development of the Harlem Renaissance. Take, for example, the revolutionary jazz piano technique called stride piano. This is a pivotal style of playing, not only because of the level of technical mastery required, but also because of the change in social perception created by the use of the piano itself. Prior to this era, jazz was primarily played on instruments associated with marching bands, like the trumpet and trombone, and jazz was generally viewed as southern and rural. The piano, on the other hand, was thought of as an instrument of the wealthy urbanite. The creation of the stride piano style created a shift in the perception of jazz from being an unsophisticated rural music to being a sophisticated urban art form. This shift in the perception of African Americans and their art also played a major role in how the new Negro was viewed in general during the Harlem Renaissance. Now, there are three primary figures considered to be the pioneers of stride piano and its cultural ripple effect. Willie the Lion Smith, raised in Newark, New Jersey. His best friend, James P. Johnson, from New Brunswick, trained in Newark, New Jersey. And Fats Waller, from New York City. This is just one of many examples of the unheralded role that the great city of Newark played in America's most significant artistic and social movement. Jazz is the sonic manifestation of Black genius fighting to find a way. It is the sound of the hopes and dreams of a marginalized people clinging to the unrealized promises of American democracy.